May we turn to Malachi chapter 4, and then we're going to go straight from there into Mark chapter 1. To Malachi chapter 4, but keep the place in Malachi chapter 1. Now, Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and it was written about 400 years before the first book of the New Testament. Malachi comes just before Matthew. The gospel we're going to study, Mark, is the second gospel: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when Malachi wrote, as well as preached, it was because the people were in such a terrible state of doing things they shouldn't do. And they weren't worshipping God as they had done in previous years. They'd all gone astray from God. And they were getting themselves into all sorts of trouble. And Malachi was the last person to speak about it. And after that, there was going to be 400 years when there would be no more new preaching. People could get together. Do you remember the wonderful thing that is said in chapter 3, verse 16? Those who feared the Lord often spoke to one another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it and said, "They will be mine in the day that I make up my jewels." Now, if these are days when hardly anybody is worshipping, then it's even more important that we should talk to one another and worship together, because this is special to the Lord. Chapter 3 of Malachi begins with the words, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me," the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will come to his temple, but that there is one going to come, and it happened 400 years later, who would prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Malachi now at the very end turns to this. He says, "Behold," chapter 4 verse 5, "I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." Now, the Lord, this is a big book, the Bible. In a way, you would think that the Lord would make it easy to understand. And when the Lord helps somebody to understand, it does become easy. But if somebody has no real desire to understand, the Lord keeps their eyes shut and they never learn. And here we have a sort of code. "I will send you Elijah the prophet." Now, Elijah did not come. It wasn't Elijah at all. It was a code for a man like Elijah. A man who would dress like Elijah, and a man who would have a message that was quite similar in its approach to Elijah, but it wasn't Elijah. And so those who weren't really interested just filed away in their mind that one day Elijah was coming back, and until Elijah came back they weren't going to even consider anything. But of course Elijah didn't come back, so they were lost, dumped. But the prophecy was for someone in the spirit of Elijah, someone filled with the Spirit, who would convict people of their sins under the guidance of the Spirit. There was a dreadful day coming, the great and dreadful day of the Lord. It's talking here about the Lord's first coming. But there is still his second coming as well. And we do well to be warned, you see. Here was this prophet coming to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus. And the gospel today prepares the way for the return of the Lord Jesus. It helps us to get ready. It helps us to get our lives straight so that when it happens, we are not caught by surprise. And we're told in Malachi that when he comes, he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. In the 400 years before the Lord Jesus Christ, that actually wasn't happening. Dads took no interest in their children, and children could care less about their fathers. Home life was disintegrating. Marriages were breaking up. And one of the key things that would be preached before the Lord Jesus Christ came was that fathers should regain an affection for their children, and children should regain a respect for their fathers. For family life is given to protect us. Family life is given to protect and teach us all the basic things for living, and particularly the basic things about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so important is family life that here there is a very stern warning. It tells us about Deuteronomy. That where family life is failing almost to the point of no return, then the Lord will come and smite the earth with a curse. And that's where Malachi's preaching leaves us. And there's all this 400 years when matters were getting worse and worse, and there were just a few who spoke often to one another. And as we've mentioned, Simeon would have been one of them when Jesus was brought into the temple to be circumcised. Anna would have been another one of them. And they spoke to those who were looking for redemption. There were some, but not very many. But they were precious to the Lord. The whole body of the church had gone astray. The Old Testament people had gone astray. There were just the one or two who kept faith in that way. Now, if we turn to the Gospel according to Mark, we see that it links up immediately with this whole thing. In verse 2, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. And Mark says, that man is John. John the Baptist, not Elijah, but John the Baptist.